I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he's the president of your Milwaukee Admirals, of whom every game you'll hear right here on the flagship station for Admirals Hockey, The Fan, is John Greenberg. John, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's especially eventful day for you today, releasing the schedule for the upcoming season. So when do we drop the puck on this thing, John?
We start on October the 7th in Iowa, play a pair of games in Iowa. I've got a road game over in Rockford, and then finally get back home here to have the home opener on Friday, October the 20th, against the Hershey Bears, who we have not played since 2006 when we faced them in the Calder Cup Finals. So it's a non-traditional team for us to open with. We're excited about that, really excited about it, because our fans have been asking us to play more teams in the league, and so we are right on opening night with Hershey coming to town.
How much easier is it for you to make the schedule now that you don't have to worry about conflicts with the Bucks?
Well, to be honest with you, Sparky, it's still something we have to wait on because this is 5 weeks earlier than we've ever gotten the schedule out from a league perspective, but we still have two teams in our league in Cleveland and in San Antonio who are sharing
NBA
buildings, who are actually owned by the NBA teams. So those teams really took one for the rest of the league, for the other 28 of us, and didn't submit the greatest of dates just so that the rest of us could get our schedules out. It's a frustrating process waiting for the NBA. They're the only professional league that waits so long to put their schedules out, which in my opinion, does a real disservice to their weaker markets who need to sell tickets. But this year, San Antonio and Cleveland really helped everybody out, and we were able to get the schedule out, which I think is going to do a lot better business for all of us in the league, for sure.
And you guys bring back two school games, right?
Two school games, yeah. First one is on November the 8th against Chicago, and the second one is on March the 7th against Manitoba. Those are both Wednesdays and at 10:30 in the morning, and we'll have thousands and thousands of school kids at the games. Turn them into a real educational experience for the kids. It's something we're very proud of that we've done over the last couple of years, and we've been already working on that for about 3 or 4 months with a lot of the schools for that first one coming up in November.
And John, releasing the playing schedule is fine and dandy, and it's big news for you guys, I'm sure. But the thing that a lot of folks are waiting for is when that promotional schedule comes out, because you guys do as good a job with your promotions as anybody. When can we expect to see that?
Yeah, we actually were talking about that today. We've been working on a few things which we're going to try and get placed under the promotional schedule here very soon. Concerts, which we're certainly known for, our post-game concerts, we're now diving into that full speed and hope to get those put together here over the next few weeks. And things will start to get out there as quickly as we can possibly get it out there. But, having a head start means we better do a really good job of coming up with maybe the best promotional schedule we've ever had. So we're going to do the best we can for sure.
Is it Wojo's birthday today or was it yesterday?
It is today.
Happy birthday, Wojo, if he's listening. He was just in here last night doing... Don't say his age on the air, man!
Oh, everybody knows.
No. 60? Really?
60, yeah, the big 6-0. You know, 30. This is his 36th year with us. And, we celebrated with a nice Coors Light salute for him in the office this afternoon.
So. I still say there should be a Wojo Day at State Fair. I don't know the promotional aspect of it, but there should be something that goes along with it since it's his Christmas time.
Yep.
It really is. That man, nobody loves State Fair as much as that dude. So happy birthday to Wojo if he's listening. What about game times? Pretty much same as last year as far as standard start times?
Yeah, pretty much so. 7 o'clock Monday through Friday, and then Saturdays primarily are at 6 o'clock. We do have a couple of exceptions. A game on January the 27th will go at 7:30 due to an event in the building earlier in the day. And the same on February 10th will go at 7 o'clock due to an event already in the building earlier. So the rest of them are at 6 Sunday games, primarily at 5 o'clock, with the exception of April the 8th, which is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So you know, we should be able to hopefully get a lot of great crowds, especially on those weekend days. We got some great holiday hockey games, November, right around Thanksgiving. We are home the night before and both the Friday and Saturday after. So hopefully, you know, attract some great crowds there. And two great games during Christmas break on the 27th and the 29th, both against Chicago.
That's
which
good.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, those are always good games, good crowds. Hey, so we talk about, you know, arena conflicts and all that stuff. I just wonder, since Packers seemingly are king in this market, do you look at a Packer schedule when you're submitting dates and times or whatever, trying to avoid any Packer dates and times with their schedule?
Well, if you look very closely, you actually don't have to look closely at all. There are no Sunday home games during Packer season.
Very smart.
We tried that one year on actually a week where it was a bye week, and still struggled because, you know, it's football season and people want to watch. People watch football in Wisconsin, and it was a beautiful day, you know, that time of year, and so just people didn't want to come out for a Sunday afternoon game in any time during football season. So we actually don't have our first Sunday home game until February. And then we've got two in March and one in April. So, you know, we don't get one until after the Super Bowl, that's for sure.
Hey, John, is there going to be anything in regards to the Predators' great run last year in conjunction with you guys this year or no?
Yeah, we've started talking with the Nashville about lots of different things, including the fact that Southwest is now flying to Nashville nonstop starting in November. So we're going to see if we can put some things together to get some of our fans down there and get some of their fans up here by us. And,
nice.
You know, we started with the Road to Nashville T-shirts during the finals, which Dierks Bentley went on stage the other night at Summerfest wearing one, which was really, really cool.
Awesome.
So,
yeah.
So we're doing some things with them from a merchandise perspective, and they've been very successful, and hopefully the on-ice product will continue to be what it's been for the last 20 years, which has been a winning proposition.
That's Admirals President John Greenberg, our guest for the last few minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, scheduled release today. You can take a look at that at MilwaukeeAdmirals.com, and you can hear every game right here on the flagship station for Admirals Hockey, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Always a pleasure, John. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
John Greenberg joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. When you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to take the next step towards your new home.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.